USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Forecasters are now using the word catastrophic to describe how strong Hurricane Dorian may be when it slams into Florida late on Monday or early Tuesday morning. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, says it's too early to make decisions about evacuations, but when evacuations are ordered, the people who are supposed to abide by them better do so.
They're not going to do that lightly. I mean, they're doing that because they're anticipating really significant storm surge that can be life-threatening.
President Trump tweets he was unfairly treated after the release of the Inspector General's report on former FBI Chief James Comey. The report says Comey mishandled personal memos that he wrote about the private meetings he had with President Trump. The president tweets that tens of millions of his supporters had their rights and liberties stripped away by a dishonest fool. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.